Crank that Soulja Boy.
It's funny. All these technical difficulties led back to this.
It's all good. We here now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Technology sets. Are you sure it's not a retrograde thing?
No.
It is, actually.
No, it's not.
It's not? Are you sure? It seems like it is.
But not Mercury.
Oh.
There's no Mercury retrograde. But thanks for asking, Mike. I appreciate you interested.
Could have been a thing, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. But you are now tuned into The Essentials on homegrownradio.net via, actually, the West Adams Infinity Room.
Yeah. We're at the funky, what is it? Funky Space Time Machine Gallery?
Funky. Oh,
that's what
I think
it is.
It was a different name.
Nah, is that what it is? Funky Space? Yeah, Funky Space Time Machine.
Funky Space Time Machine. Yeah. Put some respect in the name.
Damn.
Infinity Room Gallery. So, yeah. It's really cool. Different space. But we did our Summer Sensation episodes here.
Yeah, we did. And, good times.
We're back.
If you weren't here, you missed out.
We're back for in space.
Oh, yeah. It was funny last time. It was very funny. And it'll be... I bet it would be just as funny, you know. It was a slow start, but we're here. We got our guest. If you'd like to introduce yourself first, and then we forgot our intro.
What's good, everybody? Everybody listening. I go by I Hate You Alex, or people can call me Alex or ALX. I get all of them, but yeah, what's good?
And we're The Essentials. I'm Skywalker Mike. That's Groovy Liz right to the right of me.
Yeah, can you see me?
And then to the right of her is Callie Allie.
To her, Liz is right.
Yeah, to that Liz is right.
No, I'm to your right, bro.
Bro.
She said left. Oh, man.
Oh, man, I can't.
It's okay. It's been a long night. Yeah,
it's been a long night already, so.
But we here.
Yeah, we here.
Well, thanks for coming, Alex.
Yes, of course.
Was it a
thank
long
you guys.
Drive?
No, I mean, I'm used to the drive. Yeah. So, like, I mean, but thankfully, like, I got my pops, so, like, he was able to drive me. Shout out to pops.
Oh, that's lit. Awesome.
But yeah, no, it's not. It's usually not a far drive. It's cool. It's like 45 minutes, an hour maybe.
That's not bad. Yeah, you're always out here in LA though.
Yeah, I'm always NoHo, Reseda,
right,
Santa Monica Boulevard, all over.
Damn.
Yeah, well, I'll be pushing my car to the limit.
Oh, poor thing.
No,
I wonder what the mileage is like.
120.
Okay.
Yeah, so it ain't that bad, but it's just like.
How
recently,
do you know when it's bad? What's the bad? Like,
honestly, like
when you have like to rebuild your transmission and all that.
That is
bad.
Like, okay, timing's bad.
But I just came back from like a trip. I was working in the studio with Ricky Riera, and I was coming back, and then that was a long trip. I was stuck out there for like 4 or 5 days. And then when I came back, I talked to my pops. I was like, yo, like, because I was only able to catch him on the weekend.
Right.
So then I was like, I was just curious. I'm like, yo, can we go check on my car?
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, sure enough, we go out there. Both my two front tires are, like, bald.
Oh.
There's no grip on them.
Yeah.
Really?
And I was, and my dad's like, what the hell? Like, you've been driving on these? Like, I'm just
dangerous.
Like.
Dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, like, dangerous. I don't know.
So where did you drive to?
You said what?
Where did you drive to?
Santa Monica Boulevard. And then I went back and forth between there and Reseda. But then I was also going to Fashion District because I'm working on the merch.
Oh my
so I had
goodness.
To go get the t-shirts. Came back to Reseda to my DJ's house.
Uh-huh.
And then my manager wanted me to get 10 more shirts.
Oh my goodness.
So then I had to go back.
Go back.
And then come back to Reseda again and then chill and then leave. So
and
like,
then you live, I don't think we stated, but you do live in Palmdale.
Yes, Palmdale, California.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I wanted to come to your release. But you invited me last minute.
I did.
Like, oh, and I'm about to come through. And then you told me, I was like, oh, yeah. Maybe not. Yeah. I support it though. Yeah. Send me the flyer.
It was, honestly, it was like, it was take or give because
we could
have done something in LA, but maybe not as many people would have came.
Yeah.
Or like we could do something in Palmdale, but like everybody that wanted to come that was out of here in LA wasn't able to come.
Right.
So it was just, and the thing is, it was on a Monday night. So I was just like, you know what? Like, let's just do it for the city. Like, whoever comes out.
That's cool.
Tortas, elote,
paletero,
like all that. Like, yeah, it was amazing. We had a rooster
like
there.
Great turnout.
Rooster.
So
we had
dope.
A rooster. Yeah.
You had a rooster.
Any fights?
Hold up.
Because I have a creative director, Noe Duran. He
nice.
Set it up for me, like to make it look like my grandma's house and aww. Stuff like that. But I told him to add a lot of like Latino influence. So like, I came in, and there was a cage in the corner with a rooster going crazy. Not lying.
Oh,
I have a video.
Yeah,
we need to see this video.
Like,
So your grandma has roosters?
No, she doesn't. He just thought it was a cool touch, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm for it. Yeah,
I'm for it. So what's your background? Like, where are you from and where are your parents from? I know you're from Palmdale, but
So I was born and raised in Palmdale, California. My parents, my dad is from Culver City.
Nice.
And then he moved out, you know, to Palmdale, I think, like, when he was, like, 8, 9. I don't know. What age were you? Like, 9? 12. There you go. Wow. Yeah, so then... and my grandparents, they're from Mexico.
Dope.
My grandmother's from Michoacan.
Okay. My mom's from there. Oh, hey.
And cool. She told me where my grandfather was from. I forgot, though. I'm not gonna
but like, I love, you're honest.
Yeah, I love him to death, though. But yeah, dope. So that's the fam right there.
I like that. Yeah, I like, I feel like you are not your typical mm-hmm. Latinx rapper, which I like, you know, or artist. But yeah, I could feel the influences and I can feel the culture right. And in such an organic way. And I mm-hmm. really appreciate that.
Right.
And
I thank you. I appreciate that.
Appreciate you putting it down for, you know.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Not for real, because I really try to get that across. Like, as I was, you know, coming up, trying to find my way. And I don't know, when I started, starting off with Bottom of Your Heart, from then on, uh-huh. I just really wanted to carry that influence. Because, you know, like, I look up to rappers like Isaiah Rashad, Kendrick mm-hmm. Lamar, J. Cole, mm-hmm. Joey Badass, you know what I'm saying? So, oh, like, yeah. They do a lot for their culture.
Yeah.
And I noticed it's, like, there's not that really much going on for, like, yeah. Latinos, you know right. what I mean? Like, so, especially, like, when, like, the last time you heard of somebody who's like a Kendrick but is mm-hmm. Latino.
Right.
And is bringing right. up his culture with him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, like, to be able to try and step into that role and have these opportunities to do so has mm-hmm. been, like, a great, like, just... moment for me.
For
so
sure.
I hope that everybody takes it as such, like how you just explained, mm-hmm. and that they receive it well. Because yeah. that's what I'm doing it for.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah. Do you speak Spanish?
Oh. A little bit. I'm not going to cap. I'm not going to cap right now. I'm spotty. I just be on words.
You're Spanish.
But I understand a lot because my grandma, like my abuela, like she talked to me in Spanish no matter what. She still does that to this day.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, I don't know most of what you're saying, but. Okay. she will keep like going. Signaling. Yeah, so she's always like, look, you're gonna learn one of these days.
Yeah.
So just true. Pick nice. It up. So yeah.
That's I would just cool. watch a lot of Spanish movies, just novellas. Put the subtitles. Yeah. Yes. And just kind
of
like
I remember okay. walking into a lot of those and then changing the channel to the Laker game.
Oh, come on. I mean, that's pretty good.
Novellas are so good though.
No, which novella are. Do you watch?
What?
Which novella do you watch?
Was it an account? Oh, dude, that was a big
RPG. That's a throwback. Cap, you might as well say Marimar. Like, what do you
Does Narcos count as a novela?
No.
Marimar?
Narcos?
Narcos?
I feel like.
That's a novello.
Oh, did you ever watch Salome?
No. But where's that song? Amujetas de calor de rosa. Un sombre. No?
No, I
don't know.
All right. I think I took it way back. Bad. Sorry. I just gave out my age. My bad.
So I was actually talking to Funky when we were on our way over here. And we were talking about how it's important to kind of instill that culture mm-hmm. into our younger siblings mm-hmm. and stuff, because my youngest sister, she doesn't really understand Spanish. Uh-huh. That's kind of my fault. Because my first, you know, I spoke Spanish. Mm-hmm. That was my first language. So it was kind of, I had to go through classes and all of that. So I felt bad, you know, and mm-hmm. I wanted her to learn English. So now she doesn't understand Spanish, which is, you know, that's crazy. I know. So I wanted to ask you, you know, mm-hmm. when you maybe saw, you know, that Latin culture mm-hmm. or where you're, you know, older generations, like where did that come in, like outside of music?
Honestly, I came home to it every day mm-hmm. because you know, I live with my pops for some time now, but when I was a kid growing up, I was always at my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
My papi and my abuela, always at their house. You know, just whether we're going to go eat, have family dinners, or, like, go to, you know, like, Christmas dinners, Thanksgiving, yeah. all that. We always go to my grandma's house. And then there was a point in time, like, in high school, I was still going over there because, like, you know, stuff happened with my pops and my moms to where, like, you know, they separated, divorced, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then so I had to start. I mean, I didn't really get along with my mom, to be honest. So I would be with my pops, and then, you know, me and my pops were living with our grandparents, his parents.
Right.
So I would come home from school, and that's where I would go. Mm. And that whole house is filled with just everything. Everything like you could imagine. Like, I'm talking about as soon as you step through the door is rice and beans going through your nostrils, and like you just tortillas and so it's just like from the food all the way down to like what she has on her walls, to the family portraits, to like her stories that she would always tell me and my cousins as kids. My cousins used to live a house down from me,
right?
So like I didn't have no sisters growing up, but they were like my sisters, so we always were there, and she would teach us about, you know, her stories growing up in Mexico, her dad playing Selena all the time. So like it was always, around me. And then of course my neighborhood was mostly like Black kids and Mexican kids, so you know, that was just every day for me.
Can you dance merengue and cumbia though?
You know what's crazy?
Oh,
I actually no.
Like, I'm gonna get your pops like, for that.
I'm more of a bachata.
No, hey,
no rhythm.
No, I have rhythm. Don't get it twisted. Like, I got the rhythm. My two-step with the elbows out. Come on now.
Yo, you seen boogie, Bottom of Your Heart. So you don't dance, you boogie.
Yeah, I boogie. I'll be having, I'll be feeling myself. That's it.
Well, it's kind of the same thing like boogieing, where you're just boogieing with your hips.
Yeah, it's just all about feeling the music.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty much. That's how I see it. Because I can't, man, we're going to talk about dance now. I ain't no dancer. But when the music get in me.
That's true. That's something else.
It's a whole nother story.
Yeah,
I'd be looking at myself like, I could do that.
Liz, can you dance on cumbia and merengue?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah? Or not just tra-tra.
Challenge?
Yeah, get off
she
right now.
She said she tra-tra. That's
her reggaeton. Tra-tra, reggaeton, you know what I
all
mean.
All that.
Ya tú sabes.
Ya tú sabes.
But, you know, like, I think a lot of times we, I don't know, growing up, we do see it every day, but... Yeah. Sometimes we don't really like embrace it or see it as important. Yeah. So when did you kind of, you know, realize that, oh man,
that's
like,
a really dope question, to be honest. That's probably like one of my favorite questions I've gotten in a minute. No, dead ass, because that's important. Cause like, yeah, you can grow up with it. Cause even in like the beginning stages of when I was doing music, I try to embody like Asian culture. Cause I love anime. Yeah. I always watch anime, and I have like, a collecting anime toys and VHS. Like I have an old Akira VHS, like original tape. Wow. So it's just like, I grew up around that, so I try to embody that. But and then plus everybody would think I'm Filipino, so that's kind of like the joke. So I was like, you know what, you guys want me to be Asian, I'm gonna be Asian. So I try to like take that over, but then at the same time, like, I don't know, I think it really hit probably like more recently, because it was always in the back of my mind, no matter what, because like I said, I seen it every day. But when I wanted to incorporate it into my music and actually have a purpose with it, was probably like around like maybe like a year, maybe 2 years ago, is when I really started to kind of like think about it and try to incorporate it. But then this year is really when it just hit, because like on a maturity level standpoint, because I understood. And then also too, I still have my Wella, you know, by the grace of God, and I'm still able to go and talk to her about, like, you know, what I want to know now that I'm older, now that I understand, and now that I'm doing what I'm doing with music and how it is helping like people of my race, people of my culture, my community, you know, from all standpoints. So I get to go back and have a cool history. That's my pops puts me on game about a lot of stuff that he grew up on, like Teen Angels. That's how I even got the name for the song. It's because he gave me the history lesson on how that was coming about.
That's
with
tight.
That magazine and all that stuff. So, you know, like I do a lot of like just researching on my own more now than ever. So like that's how I've been able to like do what I'm doing now with it. So yeah, I'll say it like this year. Aww, this year the most.
That's true. That's dope.
Because I was blonde last year.
Really?
Yeah, I was blonde. Like, well, I dropped a song called Blossom lately. I had like four other songs that I did before like all of this. And I had dyed my hair blonde.
like chola orange blonde?
No, like or straight like white. Like,
oh, platinum.
Yeah, light platinum.
Oh, that's lit.
Platinum blonde, yeah. I was killing my hair. I started pulling it out in the shower. I'm like, God, I ain't doing this no more.
Right, that shit is damaging.
And plus now, like I said, now that I'm able to like go back on like you know, my history lessons and all that. Like, yeah. I embrace the black hair and my skin color and all that stuff. So,
I feel you. You know what I'm saying? I used to be blonde all the time, and I never, like, embraced my natural hair color. Yeah. And that, like, I'm the opposite now. Like, I never want to go back blonde.
Yeah, facts. Never. The same here, especially, like, how it grows. Like, I like the curly that comes out. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's
so,
healthy. You got the bounce.
Yeah, you know, it got the bounce.
This is the year of acceptance, guys.
Ooh,
is the
year of acceptance. I like that.
I just made
You just made that up?
Yeah.
Hey, certified.
And you did kind of talk about your dad a little bit, but, you know, when we weren't recording, you were saying that that's kind of the main reason why you produce your own music.
Yeah, big reason.
Yeah, so coming up, you watched your dad DJ? Or
I mean, I watched him produce.
Okay.
And I watched, because he had all the equipment, all the gear, and he was always recording and making music. Now, when I was a kid, I was so focused on basketball. Like, I was really, like, you know, I was on the varsity team in high school, so, like, I went to Kobe camp, Jordan camp, so, like, I was really in. But, yeah, I don't know, like, growing up, seeing him, all the music equipment, producing all the time, like I said, I finally made the decision that I didn't want to play ball no more. And when I wanted to make the transition from basketball to music, I ain't gonna cap, I was kind of shy. I was shy to tell him, because I was just, I've been writing for so long. I've been writing since I was 8 years old.
Like poetry stories.
Then moved to instrumentals, and then finally when I got on my own stuff. So it's just like, I was always shy to bring it up to him, but finally it was just to the point where it's like, I didn't want to do it no more. Like, I didn't want to do basketball.
Right.
So I'm going to eventually have to go through my pops, because it's a career choice, basically. So I brought it up to him, and my pops literally told me straight up. He's like, all right, cool, I'll support it, but you're not going to just rap. You're going to learn how to do everything, you know, jacks of all trades type thing.
So cool.
So you're going to learn how to produce with that. You're going to learn how to mix. And if you want to pick up mastering, then you can pick up mastering. So it's just like, and of course, with technology, as time went along, you know, they had websites where you can, like Elendar, where you can put your project in there and master it, and it sounds good. So it's just like, you know, like I said, as time went on, it just got more accessible. And the more I was in the studio, and the more I practiced, and the more I just did beat after beat after beat after beat, the more it just came natural. So, you know, so, I would have never, like, been, like, in that position if he had never just stepped up and threw me in the room and just been, like, figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, not in a mean way, but in a, like, you want to do this, so take it seriously. And by doing that, you're going to learn how to do all of it. And I at first, I wasn't liking it. I was like, because I don't, and the thing is, too, I'm not good with, like, shout out to everybody who's not good at math. I'm not good at math. Yeah, so, like, seeing all these numbers and lines and shit on a computer, like, I'm like,
I love math.
What the fuck is going on? Yeah. Like, like, I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't know anything about making beats or programs or anything like that. So the most I did at the time was hop on the iPad, because there's an app where you can make beats and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
iMachine.
Was it? Oh, I thought it was GarageBand.
No. But, yeah, I didn't know about that one. And but yeah, iMachine I was working on a lot, and then, like I said, just transferred over to, I work on Ableton Live. So yeah, like, and then yeah, that's pretty much how it came to be. So without him telling me, like, figure it out, yeah, I would never would have thought I could produce and all that stuff. So now I do it all.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
So Corazon is all self-produced?
Yes, it's self-produced, self-mixed, self-mastered by me. Yeah.
How long was it?
Yo, that process? Bangs. No, for real. What the heck?
Thank you. Yeah.
How long was the process of putting Corazon together?
From March until the release date, so August 27th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crunch time,
yeah.
Damn.
And we busted out, you know, the Bottom of Your Heart music video, and I was in there. I was every day. And my manager's texting me every day. What did you do today? So it's just like, with the team too, like, my team is very supportive and very, like, honest. So they keep me going. They keep me pushing. Because, like I said, like, there was a lot of days I didn't want to get in there and do what I do. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of days. Especially towards the end, because, like I said, I lost my job. And then, like, a week or two after that, I lost my dog. I had to put him down.
Yeah.
So then it's just like, yeah, I didn't want to be in there. But, you know, Aaron, my manager, he pushed me a lot to really get in there and be like, look, I know, you know, it's rough, but you got to get in there and do it. My photographer did that. My videographer did that for me. The other artists I work with, Nick, they all really just came in and be like, yo, like, you know, this sucks, but you got to do this, because what you're going to what you're creating and what the world is gonna get to see is dope and is what we probably need to hear right now. So you need to get in there and finish it. So it came down to the point where, like, I had 3 days to, like, really finish everything. 3 days. And I think I was still, like, 4 tracks behind. And I could have started 3 days prior to that, but I decided to take a weekend with my photographer that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and just get lost in L.A. Mm. Just get lost. Drive out there, and let's just see what happens. You know, we had a plan to link with my homie the last day and stay at his crib. But, other than that, like, we slept on, like, sidewalk type thing. Not on the sidewalk, but in my car. In my car. Like, we parked random places. We would smoke. We would talk. Listen to music.
You found parking in L.A.? Surprise.
Shout out to my DJ, too, because my DJ Mike provided the sleeping parking. But I had to drive back to Reseda to go and park over there and then sleep in the car over there. And then we woke up the next morning and just went right to it. Went to a Goodwill, went thrifting, you know what I mean? And it was a big stress reliever because, like, I had a lot of pressure on me. A lot of pressure. Like, had to get everything done with everything that in my life is transpiring with. So it was just like, it was a big, like, stress reliever. And then by the time Sunday came and I got back home, I was like, all right, I'm ready to just knock this shit out. And I did in 3 days. So
shout out to you.
Was that's funny because you said that you were out here in LA and, you know, you just kind of got lost. It's funny because Corazon kind of sounds like that.
Yeah.
Like, you're ass. Just kind of, like, in and out, in and out, and then literally a long day, you know?
Yeah, it's, like, the best way, like, to explain it is, shout out to Rosecrans Vic, and he was telling me, like, it just felt like one long day. I mean, like, the sun is out, sunset, and you're just going along through the whole way through, and then, like, it's ironic that you get to the last song, which is called Long Day.
Yeah.
So it's just like you said, it kind of does embody
it's like
that.
Bittersweet.
Yeah, it is bittersweet, definitely.
That's tight. Yeah, but the intro actually was really, really, really dope.
Thank you.
It just kind of like builds up. You know? Was that like intentional?
Yeah, it was. I've always told myself, and that was like a big, big part. That's probably like, aside from Long Day, my second personal favorite track.
Okay.
Because the way I look at intros is, it's not that I want them to be hits or like songs that like, oh, like you can bump that. Like, to me, an intro is like not really the focus. Like, when you're making an intro, that's not the focus. I want it to be like, it has to be a track where it sets the tone for the rest of the project.
Yeah.
And it has to tell you, like, okay, whether you make decision right then and there if you want to stay or if you just want to like check out. So I really wanted to have an intro track that captivated your attention right away. And I remember flipping through Splice. I was going through all these samples and I heard that horn. And I went through the whole pack and I just downloaded it and putting it together with all the drums and all the instruments and the layering and stuff like that. Like, I had a bunch to work with. So it just fit. It fit perfectly. And I knew from the instant I heard that sample with the horns, I knew that was the intro track, like, off bat. Now it was just about putting the drums in. What drums did I want to use? How did I want to carry it all the way through? Because there was a lot of samples that I had to choose from that within that same sound. Mm-hmm. So I had to, like, just organize and rearrange it for it to be cohesive. And, you know what I mean?
It's
and
very
to carry
cohesive,
through.
Actually. Thank you.
But yeah, that was definitely the intention of that track.
Sorry, I'm still like.
What's your favorite track off the EP?
The first one?
No. My personal favorite, because there's like two categories for me. So my personal favorite is Long Day.
Long
just because like the realness in that song and like the raw emotion it came from. Mm-hmm. And then the beat. I really like that beat. But then like, I guess you can say like, what's my favorite track as far as like for everybody? Like, what track am I going to play for everybody in the whip or something like that? If you know, they tell me to play a song, it's probably Teen Angels. Mm. Yeah, Teen Angels is that bop.
That one hits home.
Yeah, I love Teen Angels.
I like how you describe, like, in the intro sets the tone. So how would you describe the outro? Like, how do you feel like the outro
is? A very smooth landing. A very nice, like, the smoothest plane landing that you can ever feel. Like you said, like, that when I heard that beat, it already gave me that feel of like, okay, like this is like a nice palette to where you attack this sound. There's so many variations in sound and like variations of hip hop in itself within the project that I really just wanted something smooth and easy to listen to for the last song. And something emotional, so it's just like, it gives you that feeling where it's just like, damn, like, this is where you're gonna leave us. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna take us through this whole roller coaster and then give us this nice soft landing. And then also too, like how it loops back.
Yeah.
So if you play like the EP and then like you have it on repeat, it'll go from Long Day back to Corazon. I love that. Exactly. That transition.
Smart.
Yeah.
It's like a full circle.
It's a full circle. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Good flow.
That makes sense. And it also leaves room for, you know, the imagination.
Right. I guess. What could be.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Which is why like it just ends off like really like silently. So that's pretty dope. Did you play it for your abuela?
Yeah, okay, so this is very funny. shout out to my pops again. But, okay, so we just filmed, you guys are the first to hear this, but we just filmed Abuela's interlude, the music video. Aww. And at first, it wasn't even in our plans. Like, it wasn't even in our sights. But with the response that it got, I felt like it just, I needed that. I needed to do a video for that because I didn't expect anybody to really, like, take to it as much as they did. So, and like I said, like my Wella, she with the shits. So like, and I still got her on this earth, and it's like I said in the song, like, you know, I won't wait. You know, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say what I need to say now. I'm gonna enjoy my time with you, and I'm not gonna wait until you pass away to cry about it and how I didn't do it. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna carry it through, and I'm gonna actually like try and get her as involved as I can. You know, so like we did the video, and the day before I pulled up to give her the laundry. And
I was gonna say, who gave her the laundry in the end? Like, damn, because she's like, who was gonna bring?
Yeah, who's I'm up. So, so I'm bringing the laundry, and she comes out, and I wanted to save, like, you know, like playing it for her so we can like film it and just to get her natural reaction. And it was funny, so I pull up, and I'm like, hey, well, I like to talk to her, make sure she's okay for the video shoot for the next day. She's like, oh my God, I heard the whole project. Like, I heard your song that you made for me and all that stuff. She's like, it's really beautiful. Like, I cried about it. And it's like, and I was like, okay, like, I wanted to show you, but you heard it. So you liked it. Like, all right, cool. Yeah, like, that's dope. And I was proud of that because she was like really like pouring her heart out and telling me like how much she appreciated it and stuff.
Are you ever going to bring Abuela to one of the shows?
I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
I'm gonna really try.
Was
like,
she at the release or no?
No. Okay. Like she honestly, like, I don't even know how she would do in like public events, but like, I mean, cause she
like
goes
a little VIP section.
Yeah, a little
you
VIP,
know.
You know, a little Willa VIP section, you know what I'm saying?
Can I bring my abuela?
Yes.
But like she's definitely like cool. Like she's cool. Like she's really cool and like easy to talk to and stuff like that. I mean, she off the bat, she gonna start trying to feed everybody. Oh, that's for sure.
Sounds like my kind of grandma. I'm with it. I'm with the shits.
But yeah,
that's crazy. That's so dope. Yeah. Well, how is it with, you know, the traveling out here to perform, or is there a music scene out there in Palmdale?
Yeah.
Or?
How is Palmdale?
Stretched out.
Yeah. All I hear is houses, like good houses to buy. That's all I hear.
I mean, it's cool. Like living out there is cool. Like it's very open. Like you said earlier, like it's very spaced out. Mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, it's just on who you're around. There is a lot of creative people out there. I mean, there really is. You got to dig for them.
Of course.
And there's a lot of phonies. Mm-hmm. No
phonies.
Cap. Yeah, a lot of phonies.
We don't want the phonies.
But like if you dig deep enough, like, and you really, like, if you're good at what you do, you're gonna find the people that are good at what they do, and you guys will eventually come together and form like a strong team, which is what we've done. And it's fun, like it's cool, like it's quiet,
yeah,
it's dry, there's not really that much inspiration as far as big buildings and billboards and stuff, you know what I mean? Like it's like a little city, and it's small, everybody knows each other out there, so yeah.
Is there anybody that we should be on the lookout that's from Palmdale that's putting out music?
My other, like, well, the two artists that
Nick?
I feel like, yeah, Nick. Is Nick Reed and Lil Ugly Jit. They're both from out there.
Yeah.
And I really, but Nick is, that dude is really, like, an inspiration in its own. Like, if anybody ever asks me who or what artist I think is better than me, I'm always going to tell them Nick.
Oh, wow.
Because when I started recording Nick early, and he was the first artist that came into my studio and was just like, on that rapping and singing thing, but was good at it. Like, he was really good. I'll never forget recording him, and I'm thinking the homie is just like bringing somebody else over. Oh. No, yeah, like I just thought he was just another dude I was trying to get on, but he kind of sucks. You know what I mean? So like, it, bruh.
Wait, what?
Like, you get I get a lot of people that have recorded, and it's just like, whatever. Yeah. But
do you
like,
tell them.
I mean, nah.
I mean, if you make that like, facial expression, I think they know.
Yeah, I keep it business. I'm like, look, y'all come in here to record. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to, like, come in and save, you know, like, oh, come join me, like, anybody that comes in. Because it's, or, like, I don't know.
I mean, at least, like, 2 cents. Like, I mean, you know, you could.
If they ask me, I'll definitely, like, oh, like, do you think I should re-record here? Or, like, okay, yeah. But, like, when they start getting into the, like, yo, like, do you think I can add this ad lib? Or do you think, like, I can, like, spit on this part? And I'm just like, bro, it's your song, bro. Because once you start helping them in that aspect, then they start getting comfortable. And, like, I've gotten so many people that are just like, bro, are you trying to hop on this song? On spot. And I'm just like, I'm not trying to be an ass. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be an asshole. Like, I'm really cool with everybody. But I'm just, it puts me in those awkward positions where I'm like, nah, bro, like, it's your song. So I try not to give as much as input nowadays than what I used to, because I've just, it's just, it's a lot. Everybody just tries to, like I said, hop on a song with me. Okay. And I'm just like, it's not like that, bro. I'm just trying to help you out so we can speed up this process.
Like, back up. But yeah. So back it up.
You were saying something about Nick.
But yeah, oh yeah. So the reason why he even came in the studio is because I had a friend that I was cool with at the time. He had brought him. And like I said, I thought he was just trying to ride in with him. And so I pressed play and I started letting the beat go. And I knew Darius's part was going to be cool, but I didn't know Nick at all. So I didn't know if he was going to be good or not. Excuse me. And as soon as he just started rapping and then transitioned into like the singing part, I stopped. And I felt bad because I stopped in the middle of his recording. He was recording a track and I just paused it and I turned around. And I'm like, bro, that's you, bro? Like, is that really you right now? And he was just like, and he's all smiling and shit. And we're just like, ever since then, this has been cool. But he pushed me to kind of test the waters with my voice and kind of play around that realm of R&B and not being afraid to use your voice, not just for rapping.
Yeah.
So he pushed that vision. Dope. And he still, like, now that my project is out, we're working on his EP. That's going to be coming out very shortly. Like, I just made a beat. It's so dope. And he recorded it last night. So, yeah, he's one to look out for.
Aside you guys from me. A little curated show out here in L.A.
I'm with it. We can bring the
I
talent.
Think you owe L.A. a little bit listening.
A little something.
Yeah.
A little something. Yeah.
I know you performed
out here.
Bring
the elote.
Yeah.
No, bring the rooster, please. Right,
bring the rooster. Yeah.
Bring the rooster.
Yeah,
bring
what the rooster. Heck?
Hell yeah, I'll tell Noe.
Is that the rooster's name?
No. That's my homie. That's my creative director that brought the rooster.
I'm like, damn, what's the rooster got a name?
Noe?
Noe, the rooster.
So, talking about performing, you performed out here in L.A., what is that like?
It's dope.
Yeah? Honestly, I know I caught you on Payday.
Yeah.
Shout out to Prez.
Shout out to Prez.
We'll be out later on.
Yes.
That's
my boy.
How was that like?
No, it's honestly dope. Like, I mean, when I was doing the music earlier, before I even had, like, the I Hate You Alex name, I was always performing in Pasadena. I performed at Long Beach. I like it a lot because I like seeing the reaction that people have to my music that don't know me. You go to my city and like, yeah, like, of course, if I do a show out there, people are going to, yeah, they're by
it's
default,
Alex.
They're going to side with me. You know what I mean?
Which is
and
dope.
Which is cool. Yeah. I love it. I love the support. The support system out there for me is dope. But I'm always interested in the person who doesn't know me as a person or as an artist. And whenever I get those opportunities, seeing those little smiles in the crowd, just like, oh, okay, like we were expecting something different, but like we can rock with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like then after getting off stage and everybody coming up to me like, yo, you did your shit. You know what I mean? Like that's the greatest feeling ever.
I bet.
Because I mean, I've had shows where like they don't mess with you and it's just like, okay, it is what it is. Like,
right.
But you know, to me, it's just like going back to the drawing board and figuring out what I have to fix as an artist. And then not holding it so much on the listeners. Because, look, regardless of people like it or not, the people going to like what they like.
Yeah.
And if they don't fuck with your shit, they don't fuck with your shit.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you can either take that as an offense or you can take that as information that you need to what you need to work on or get better at and then come back at it the next time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's all up to you. if the, you know, how much you want to progress. So like I said, and LA is brutal. Like LA is like, they'll tell you what's up. Like they'll tell you the truth. Like if you whack or if like you straight, you cool, like they'll tell you.
Yeah. That's why them saying nothing.
What? Why is it?
Oh, we say Hollywood? No, that's
different. Hollywood is totally different. Yeah, no, Hollywood's its own crazy little town.
Right.
Do you have a pre-show ritual?
I like to rehearse in the car alone, or if I find like a nice quiet space.
Yeah.
I like to just rehearse like by myself. No, like sometimes I'll do it with the music, but sometimes I'll just do it off the lyrics. And so I'll just rehearse in complete silence right before I go on, and then boom, like they'll yank me and they'll drag me and go.
How do you feel about people rapping over their like their vocals?
Oh, wait, live?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It just depends though, because I've done a show where like, well, Payday, I rapped over my lyrics, but the sound quality was dope to the point where it was just like, I mean, in the mix though, I make two separate mixes. Like you'll hear like the actual mix from like the song that's out on Apple Music and stuff. But then I make a show mix to where I lower my vocals. And if, you know, cause for Payday, I had so much going on, like as far as Corazon went. So like, I didn't really get time to set aside to just like rehearse off the bat. So I didn't want to fuck up. You know what I mean? I was just like, the last thing I want to do is pull up to my first El Prez, you know, Payday LA shit and just try and show out and then forget my lyrics and then that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like one of my biggest fears. So it's just like, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to just take the vocals lower and then I'll just rap over that. So, but it's cool regardless of how you do it. I just feel like you got to give a show.
Yeah.
You got to give a presence. You got to make sure, you got to let people know you there. And if, you know, you do have your lyrics, you gotta just speak up. You can't let the sound drown you out, which is why I make the show mixes.
Yeah.
It's extra work, but at the end of the day, like, it's for whatever sounds the best. You know what I mean? So it's okay. It's cool.
When was the last time, like, you went to a concert where you actually, like, got excited, got goosebumps? Like, you know, whether it's, like, the lights going dark and the curtain's about to come up. When was the last time you felt that?
Last time was the first time I felt that, and that was recently.
Really?
Because I don't really go to shows like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like,
you're one of those. Like, I don't listen to anybody other music, but my music.
No, not
There's
even
that.
That,
do that. Oh,
like,
I didn't know that.
It's a little bit of that. I'm not gonna lie. It's a little bit of that. But at the end of the day, too, it's kind of just like, there's other stuff that I like want to do, like especially with the checks I was getting, it was like not all that, you know what I mean? But like, I'd rather like do something else with that money. But because like I'm kind of lazy too, so I'll just go and watch it on YouTube and just learn from there. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, but the experience is dope. If I could go to more shows, I would. Like if I could go to Flog Nah, I would, just to go watch.
You're not
gonna
go?
No, I'm not going this year.
When is Flog Nah?
In November. Yes, I'm going. It's the first week of November. I think it's 4th and 5th. Yeah. You're canceled, Maynard.
Canceled because Usher's R&B. Usher.
Because apparently I said Usher's R&B pop. Yeah, no, or he said, I just said pop. I stand by that statement, guys. But this is not about Usher. We're talking about Alex. But yeah, you should totally try.
But no, yeah, like I definitely want to like actually go. I mean, for Flog Nah and those big events though, I'm not gonna cap like Coachella and all that. I'm not gonna go until I perform, and that's just for motivational purposes.
No, I get that.
Yeah, like I
get that.
But like shows and stuff,
I would rather see
you
at Flog Nah than Coachella. But it's a smart business.
Yeah,
I get that.
I want to
do
Flog Nah.
Cali, what is that? Cali and Long Beach.
Can't Flog Nah. Yeah. I think it's like it has such a variety of music.
Yeah,
like it's not just one sound.
It's not just hip hop. It's not. Yeah, it's not just one sound. It's everything. Like. Yeah, I would really love to do that. But back to the last question. It was that show, that Red Bull event that Buddy was at.
You
Buddy,
went?
Yeah, and I mosh pitted to Smino.
You went?
You mosh?
Hell yeah.
Wait, he had somebody else that he brought out there.
He brought out a lot.
Because that was at the Fonda, right?
He brought out Sir, too.
It was like a birthday celebration for him.
It was his birthday party.
And he gave all that like money to charity. Like that was... I love Buddy.
It was Buddy. It was Sir. Valet was up there.
Oh,
Glob Dad.
Yeah, Valet.
Yeah, Valet.
Kind of like, yeah.
It was like Buddy and Friends type thing.
That's
Boz
so
was up there. Like,
that's so dope.
It was dope. And then Smino came on like close to last. And when Smino, he played Clink
Smino's
Clink.
Cool.
Clink. He's one of my newest favorite artists. Like,
really?
Yeah. Of the past 2 years since he dropped Black Swan, he's been one of my favorite top five favorite new artists out.
I still bump Buddy's album though, even though it came out last year.
Oh yeah, Harlan and Alondra. That's Trouble on Central's. Come on now,
it's fire.
I can't stop playing that. That one, and Saba's record. I can't stop playing either. That Care For Me album is some, man. I be getting into my feels.
You be getting your emotions.
Album. Yeah.
Is that a good time to write when you get in your emotions, or you just kind of like keep that for yourself?
No, it goes both ways, to be honest.
Yeah,
it goes both ways. It goes both ways.
When you like release emotional songs per se, do any girls be like, "Oh, is that about me? I hate you, Alex."
Yeah.
They do shit like that.
Oh yeah. What's up with the name?
Yeah, no, and I used to have like a tag like that was like I hate you, Alex. It did a little stutter in the beginning, but like you know, that was my ex, so I kind of had to cut that out.
Is it the milkshake one? No.
No. My ex.
Oh, we in the ex.
Definitely not the milkshake. Yeah. Hell no.
Not the milkshake. We're not gonna get into that. That's some behind the scenes talk, right?
But
there.
Yeah, so like I kind of just cut it out and just to be like, you know, just it is what it is. I used it. Like back, like last year, I used it a lot, but now it's kind of like I've grown from there.
Yeah,
and then, like I said, it's not really like a priority anymore, so I kind of leave it out. But yeah, as far as like the females coming out the woodworks talking about, oh, that's about me, like, hell no, it ain't. hell no. I mean, because honestly, if I'm being totally honest, like when I get into my emotional, like more of my emotional songs, it's a combination of like everything, like. Everything that I experience with every individual, whether if it's a girl, if it's a guy, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just whatever like I'm going through with that person, and then I combine it with all the other situations and kind of just create a story out of it. With you know, giving like perspective and answering like maybe questions that some people have. You know what I mean? That they're just not willing to ask. You know, boom, it's there.
Damn. What can we expect from you for the rest of 2019?
We got
roosters
coming out.
Just
soon.
One.
I'm gonna have my own line of roosters.
Oh. Put a rooster on a tee.
Every time you purchase a shirt.
No, I do not want to. I'm not even gonna say it. You wanted to say it.
With the purchase of a t-shirt, you get a free rooster. How about that?
What?
I'm just playing.
Like, wait, what? Is that legal? Chicken. I had a baby chick when I was little.
No, but yeah, so like I told you guys, we got Abuela's Interlude music video coming out. Yay. And then we'll have Teen Angels music video coming out.
So we're coming out. The Essentials are coming out in this video, right?
Yes.
He's like,
And then hopefully we can squeeze in a music video with Nick for Soul, because Soul just got playlisted by Isaiah Rashad's producer.
Ooh.
So... yeah, that was pretty, and I found that out like 2 a.m.
Oh, wait,
night.
Park?
Yeah, Park Ave. I'm on the new, I'm on the playlist. That's yeah. So he put me on there last night, and my manager told me. So I might just do one for Soul, because a lot of people do like Soul, and it's been a minute since me and Nick have done a music video together. So if we can squeeze one in there, definitely. And then, of course, I got merch coming out. So
yes.
Merch is going to be dope. Yes. Like I said, you buy a t-shirt, you get a rooster.
There we go.
I'm with the shits.
But yeah.
And so Alex, every artist that comes through, we like to ask them two questions.
Okay.
The first one is called the Music Baby.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could put some artists into the studio and have them create a Music Baby, either a song or an album, what artists would you throw into the studio?
Wow. Two? I get to pick two?
As many artists as you want, dead or alive.
Wow. I'm going to probably just go off of, like, what I'm feeling like right now.
Okay.
So I'll probably say Isaiah Rashad for one.
Mm-hmm.
And Valet.
Ooh.
That'd be dope.
Isaiah Rashad and Valet. Give it some contrast. Not to cool. go with the usual. Because, okay. of course, like, you know, what I'm listening to right now, yeah, I would, like, Smino Saba or like right. Buddy yeah. Saba, like, or you know, like,
yeah, Valet and Isaiah are a little contrasted, but I feel like they can make
it. Hey, Zay be making some bangers, bro. Yeah, and I feel like you put Valet got sauce to him, so it's just like, I feel like that'd be dope.
That's an interesting contrast, though, because different flows,
different
Isaiah
flows.
Can make it work. Yeah, a lot of people always make it work with Valet. Who just did one with Valet that? I think
Calvin
it was
Harris.
Vic Mensa did one with Valet, and it worked out. Like,
yeah,
I didn't think it was going to work, and I was like, hey, this actually is
dope.
You know,
I love Valet.
Yeah, just to kind of throw like a wild one out there.
Wild card. That's
right. Fucks with it. Last question. If somebody has never heard your music, what track, I know you mentioned it earlier, which one you would play, but what would the setting be? Like, where would you want them to hear that specific song?
In the car, on the way home from work.
So is that day or night? 5 p.m. traffic? Kind
5
of thing?
P.m. traffic. Ooh, 6 p.m. Okay. Sunset.
Bumper to bumper?
So I if guess he wants to, he wants to sit with you, then it resonates.
Oh, yeah, like, damn. Hey, I'm not going nowhere. So anytime soon, so I'm gonna just listen to this album.
Turn it on replay.
Right, and then let it repeat a couple times. Yeah. But yeah, no, because honestly, reason why I say that too is I've had a lot of people tell me like, "Yo, on the drive home, Vic was one of those that was like, I played this on the drive home, and it was just a vibe." But he did it like in the morning type thing. Oh, okay. So even then, it kind of works. So yeah, right. Definitely if you coming back home, you riding down L.A. or you know, you see the sunset, put that album on, and then just ride to it.
I like it. I'm about to do that tomorrow.
The rooster.
Oh, my God. Let it go. You want this rooster.
That's true. And where can we follow the rest of your journey?
Oh, so I made this very easy, and I'm glad I did. I already thought about this, so yes. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Music, Spotify, Audio Mac, all that.
All the good stuff.
I hate you, Alex. I hate you, Alex. Yeah, just fine. Just look up I Hate You, Alex, and boom, anything pops up.
Well, we don't hate you here at Essential. Yeah. We appreciate you. And thank I'm you glad so that you made it out all the way to LA.
I appreciate you guys for having me. I didn't even know you were going to be here, Callie. Like, to be honest, I thought it was just going to be Liz.
What?
Yeah, dead ass. I thought it was just going to be Liz. And I was cool with that. Like,
what did Aaron tell you?
Cause like I vibe with y'all, but and I know I was supposed to link up with you the last couple times I was here, so like definitely I appreciate you guys for having me on. It's dope.
Absolutely,
like, appreciate the vibes.
I'm that gif with the little kid and the hair blowing.
Wait, what? What?
Come on, get your gif game up.
Can you please show me this? We're about to post it on the Central story so people can see.
But yeah, no, this
you're
definitely
the gift
was dope
queen
though.
For sure,
dope.
Though.
Appreciate you guys.
You
a
need
lot.
To follow Groovy Liz on Insta, no, Twitter.
I follow her on Twitter.
Oh, okay, so you know she's the gift queen.
Yeah, she be popping off. Shout out Groovy Liz. Do.